kind of cooler day. It does feel like sort of autumn.
Yeah.
We'll have to deal with it as much as we can. Well, let's talk about the Dark Angel this morning, Craig. I don't know if you want to get into it right away, but it's a new Jack Madison novel. In fact, it's the final one in a trilogy. We had talked with Ron Farber, its author, about the Kafka Society. And now he is the Dark Angel. Good morning, Ron. Thanks for joining us.
How are you, Bruce?
Well, doing okay. How is Jack doing these days?
Well, as usual, Jack is getting in his share of complexities and trouble, but hopefully it's a great story. At least the critics think so far.
Okay, here's the headlines they put in your release. Nazi experiments, government conspiracies, transhuman super soldiers, mind control, and cloning. All in one book. How does that work?
Well, you know, actually, it's part of what they call GRIN technologies, and that's genetic engineering, robotics, artificial intelligence, and nanotechnology. So that now, you can talk seriously about things like designer children, about, enhanced evolution, radical evolution, even in terms of intelligence, in terms of athleticism, in terms of many of the things that actually have great effect on the culture going forward.
It's almost as if your thriller is science fiction, but these days it's not science fiction.
No, actually, this really, I'll tell you how it started. I had a conversation with a fellow in Germany maybe about a year ago, and he made a comment that really stuck in my mind. He said Hitler wasn't wrong. He was just ahead of his time. And he made the case now about genetic engineering, about designer children, about the idea of super soldiers, where soldiers are given behavioral modification techniques and drugs, etc., to really transform them into something that's other than human.
Well, you know, Captain America, that's the whole story behind that character, in a sense.
It is, but, you know, if you think about it, enhanced human beings have been walking around along with us in athletics. If you look at, bodybuilders, for example, these days, I was watching a show with my son the other day, and these fellows, you know, are on steroids and God knows what other kinds of enhancements in terms of chemicals, et cetera. And, you know, human beings are not supposed to look like that. You look at a Lance Armstrong or a Mark McGuire, Arnold Schwarzenegger. These are really examples of people that have either done things to their body in terms of surgeries or in terms of chemicals to make them really other than what they were supposed to be.
Ron, what's the source of your fascination, your inspiration for these kinds of characters and these kinds of subjects?
Well, I think it's important because going forward, there's almost an implacable move towards the idea of radical evolution. They call it high-risk, high-reward experimentation, and it's been carried out for years by DARPA, which is a division of the Department of Defense, set up by Eisenhower to keep American technology and weaponry one generation ahead of its nearest competitors. So to talk about cloning humans, to talk about super soldiers, or what Hitler called slaughter machines, this is not science fiction anymore. This is very real and probably something that that is a train hard to get off of at this time.
Well, the book is called Dark Angel. It's a Jack Madison novel. Reacquaint folks with Jack, and how does he respond to all of this technology? He doesn't seem like a technology kind of guy.
No, as a matter of fact, I think that's what creates a lot of the tension in the book. But basically, he's hired to investigate the suicide of a student, an honor student at Princeton University. And so he confirms for the parents that, unfortunately, their daughter did commit suicide. But something really nags at him, and what nags at him is why. Here's a girl that's very bright, that's, seems well-adjusted. There's no reason in the world for this to happen. But as he gets deeper into the case, he understands that there are experiments going on by DARPA at Princeton University in underground laboratories for the Department of Defense that involve the creation of these super soldiers, what Joseph Mengele and Hitler were working on, which were called slaughter machines, soldiers that could go on for days with no need of food or water or sleep and no remorse, remorselessly kill and then come back with no memory of what they'd done.
It's almost like having robots do the dirty work, in a sense.
It's a lot like that. And one of the other things, I had written a book called The Privacy War about Congressman Neil Gallagher, who in the 1960s uncovered Operation Phoenix. And in Operation Phoenix, there was something very much like that, where Green Berets and Rangers, et cetera, would be dropped behind enemy lines to assassinate Viet Cong one after another. And they were given a drug called a Green Hornet. They had behavioral modification techniques. A lot of them came back, again, with no memories of what they'd done. But dreams would bring them out from their subconscious, and a lot of the post-traumatic stress that you hear about from the Vietnam days comes from things just like that.
Well, speaking of Vietnam, you have a character who has a connection to Vietnam. Talk about Don Woods.
Yeah, actually, in order for a fellow like Madsen, who's an unlicensed private detective, to get into the bowels of these kinds of things, the way things really operate, he needed somebody on the inside. And in the Kafka Society, he had made a kind of friendship with Don Woods, who was with the CIA. Woods is now semi-retired from Homeland Security, but still has access to laboratories to do testing, for example. And one of the oddities is a tooth is recovered, a metal platinum steel tooth, and the DNA on it is that of Joseph Mengele.
Very interesting. You also now, I guess, have sort of shared your love of writing with students. Talk about the classes you teach and, I guess, a little bit of insight into people who might want to do what you do.
Yeah, it's so rewarding and so much fun. I teach graduate students, doctoral candidates, who are very interested in writing over at Drew University in Madison, New Jersey. And, it comes from playwrights. We have a Cuban fellow who's a Cuban exile who wrote a great play, so I work with him. And a lot of people have novels that they have in their mind or a concept, but don't really know how to put on paper. Don't really know how to outline or get the story out and put into a story form. So it's a lot of fun helping these people because there's a lot of great stories out there, and it's gratifying to see them told.
Who was your mentor? How did you actually develop those skills?
I was lucky. You go back to something like, and maybe you have an experience like that with a teacher in grammar school, but I had a teacher in the sixth grade who said, you're not the best writer in this class, but you're the most original writer in this class. And it sort of stuck with me, and I wound up becoming editor of a high school magazine. And then I went to Georgetown, where I met William Peter Blatty, who was filming The Exorcist on campus at the time. So I chased him around for a couple of weeks, and finally he surrendered and looked at my manuscript. So we became friends for a good 15, 20 years. And he helped me get my first novel published.
Wow, that's great. You never know. It's always connections and just stick-to-itiveness, I guess, when it comes to being a novelist.
Absolutely. The arts generally, I think, you really have to love it, and you really have to have a kind of, it's more like a priest. It's more like a vocation than it is a job.
Right. A calling of sorts, I guess.
I think so.
Dark Angel is the name of the latest Jack Madsen novel from Ron Felber, who is our guest this morning. If people want to find out more, you or the book, where's a good place for them to check it out?
It's pretty easy. www.ronfelber.com.
Sounds great. Ron, appreciate your time this morning. Have a good day.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.